Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Monday, November 7th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And in our news today, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson issues her first Supreme Court opinion with a dissent. As reported in thehill.com, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson on Monday issued her first opinion since joining the Supreme Court, writing a dissent over the court's refusal to hear an appeal from a death row inmate. Jackson, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the nation's first black female justice and the court's only former public defender, expressed her view in a brief two-page dissent, which was joined by fellow liberal justice Sonia Sotomayor. Arguing that inmate David Chin's case should have been returned to a lower appeals court for further proceedings, Ketanji Brown Jackson said a lower court applied the wrong legal standard when weighing the extent to which evidence that Chin claims was improperly withheld might have helped him at trial. She stated, because Chin's life is on the line and given the substantial likelihood that the suppressed records would have changed the outcome at trial based on the Ohio court's own representations, I would summarily reverse to ensure that the Sixth Circuit Court conducts its materiality analysis under the proper standard. That was the statement by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. The court's refusal to take up Chin's appeal means fewer than four justices voted to hear it. In keeping with common practice, the justices' vote count was not made public. Chin was convicted and sentenced to death for an aggravated murder he committed in 1989. He maintains that prosecutors failed to inform him that their key witness had a serious intellectual disability, which he claimed would have undermined the jury's confidence in the witness's credibility. Justice Jackson and Sotomayor recognized the injustice in upholding David Chin's conviction and death sentence when the state suppressed exculpatory evidence that, based on the Ohio court's own representations, was likely to result in an acquittal, said Rachel Troutman, an attorney for Chin. Ohio must not exacerbate the mistakes of the past by pursuing Mr. Chin's execution. Officials with the Ohio Attorney General's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And that was reported by TheHill.com. Of course, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson made history as the first Supreme Court justice female of African-American descent. And so her statement in this particular case makes a historic statement in the sense that she is standing up for an inmate scheduled to be executed. Her background, as it stated, is one of a public defender. So should her dissent help the Supreme Court reconsider its opinions? What do you think? Do you think Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's opinions will sway the court and perhaps increase decisions that are considered more liberal? Feel free to write in your comments on our On Air Daily News channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. Or you can call in your comments at 515 605-9749 and let us know when you see good news happen. We look forward to hearing and seeing acts of justice, fairness, compassion from those who are seeking to just be of service to their fellow human beings. Well, tomorrow is election day, and there are very intense battles going on in a number of states. In the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams is running a very closely watched campaign. And her opponent, Brian Kemp, the incumbent, has released a number of ads across the state attacking Stacey Abrams' record. And with less than 24 hours away, Stacey Abrams issued a statement saying, "We'll say it again, election day is tomorrow, and Brian Kemp's team has publicly stated that they're willing to spend, quote, whatever it takes to win this election, and we have to be prepared for whatever comes our way in the very last 24 hours. The campaign for governor in Georgia has been said to be a grassroots effort. There has been a historic early vote turnout in Georgia, with over 2 million Georgians already having cast their ballots. And it is a race that will be closely watched, in that it will make history should Stacey Abrams become the first black female governor of Georgia. Georgia as one of the historic states in the Confederacy has had a long history of battles in the area of race relations, justice, and even very widely watched conditions that have to do with fairness in the justice system as well as in the election process. Georgia is also an area that has been used in the last election of improprieties and seeking to minimize the impact of the vote by various tactics that have been accused, and many of the voters have, in fact, been energized by believing that the last election, Stacey Abrams got many more votes than were counted. There are also a number of states where the opponents have had debates and voters are some still stating they are unsure. They are, in many states, they are undecided. And those who are promoting candidates at the polls are depending on last-ditch efforts at passing out literature or handing out cards or even late deliveries of mail that they're hoping their promotions will have an impact, even as Election Day is less than 24 hours away. The New Orleans Agenda reports that continuing its wide range of programming into the fall, The historic BK House and Gardens presents a courtyard concert featuring native son and beloved New Orleans musician Glenn David Andrews, 6 p.m. on Sunday, November 13th. Concert goers will be treated to a journey through a unique blend of New Orleans culture and with music ranging from jazz to rock to funk. Tickets are available at www.bkhouse.org. Although some refreshments will be provided, this is Bring Your Own Beverage event, and attendees are encouraged to bring extra cups and bottle openers. Celebrating this weekend around the country, people are looking forward to acknowledgments of Veterans Day this coming Friday. And there are so many activities to recall those who have served the country and have been a part of the military. Urban Intellectuals states that you can get a great deal on purchasing Black Math Genius Bootcamp. This is an opportunity for those who want to see their children excel in math, to learn a system that can help to expand and improve their academic performance. Math Genius Bootcamp states that the multiplying effect is real when you spend it on Black Math Genius Bootcamp. You can turn your few bucks into mathematical richness. They have a program designed and proven to channel the ancestral mathematical genius of our families and children, and you really can't put a price on your child's confidence and positive development. And you can go to Black Genius Bootcamp for more information on an incredible opportunity for those who may be seeking ways to improve their child's math performance. And there is also a number of people who are concerned in the news and are looking forward to some ways that community organizations can take up the slack this holiday season. Saturday in Chicago was a great display of Black excellence during the Chicago Urban League's 61st annual Golden Fellowship Dinner and fundraiser. Spelman President Dr. Helene Gale and Nora Hannah Jones were among the honorees, and the legendary Charlie Wilson put on a great show. And the MOBE, Real Men Charities, states that as we are preparing for an important vote about our democracy, we have to acknowledge how important small businesses are to the economy. As you're looking for Black businesses to support this holiday season, we want to spotlight a few who have gifts at various price points. You can finish your shopping on this show. And this is a presentation of MOBE, Mondays, Black-owned options for a holiday season. And the incomparable producer, Deidre N. Tate, will be there to showcase candles from Tiffany Rose, School Scents Candles and Home, cookies from Ralph Rowe, Soul Snacks, coffee from Gregory L. Johnson, Kalimba Song Coffee Company, Elegant Stemware from Lisa Bolden, LSA Luxury Collection, apparel organizers from PJ Jones and CJ Johnson, Hoodie Hook and HBCU Apparel from Christy Love Creation. The session will be live on Facebook on the MOBE Symposium page. Go to facebook.com/MOBE Symposium and on the YouTube channel, MOBE Symposium, on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. The MOBE Small Business Holiday Showcase will feature Deidre N. Tate, Tiffany Rose, Ralph Rowe, Lisa Bolden, Gregory L. Johnson, P.J. Jones and C.J. Johnson, Christy Riggs, also known as Christy Love. And this is this evening, November 7th, 2022, 7 p.m. And, of course, you can look forward to many events live at the Quarry in Chicago. And this is a season for people to make a difference in the lives of their loved ones and in the lives of strangers. This is the season to circulate the dollars and make a difference. It's also a season where the weather changes. And so there is a need for greater awareness of the homeless and programs that may assist with the homeless. Programs that may provide services for those that are unhoused. And if you or someone you know is struggling with keeping the roof over their head, they do want to make sure that they get in touch with those organizations that are distributing food, warm clothing, shelter in terms of tents that can be used outside and can help those who are having difficulties to stay warm. It is a challenge to service those who are needing shelter in cold climates. And often the unhoused are criminalized if they are trying to stay warm on property that is considered private property. They may, in fact, be asked to leave and even escorted away by police. How does one help the homeless? There is always fear that someone who is unhoused may be suffering from mental illness. But it is important to help the homeless and to give to those who are making it their business to share. There is an organization that is working toward keeping the homeless in some type of warmth with generators. And you can go to Higher Learning Network, NFP, and share what you have in order to give. We'll share a bit of the generator delivery held earlier this year to residents of what is known as Tent City. Again, go to higherlearningnetwork.org for more on how to help the homeless.
But there's a long tradition of these types of voices of conscience. So I just immersed myself in the world of St. Sabina and spent time with Father Mike and his peacekeepers and the community there and tried to learn as much as I could.
We love you on Windy City Live. Yes, we do. Tell us, how did all this happen? How did this come about?
Well, I play me. I play Val Warner in Chi-Raq, which is really cool. So when people see this movie, they are literally seeing Val, and I am a reporter in the movie.
We talk about the
we got to be engaged, and I think engaged in a number of things. In our block, in our home, in our neighborhood, we got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned, you know, his whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
My participation is only because of Mr. Spike Lee, our leader, our director, and he reached out to me and blessed me with the opportunity to be in this film and said that his mission was to save lives in the south side of Chicago.
Young cat, I'm 37 now. I started about almost 15 years ago. Elroy taking me under his wing, let me do some jokes here and there for the radio stations and all that kind of stuff.
We are more than that. We're greater than that. And I feel like in places like this, or Chicago, or whatever you want to call it, the hood, whatever you want to call it, like, it's too much attention dwelled on the negative.
No matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside in Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
He does all the heavy lifting. We got a generator in today for the homeless. And we hope somebody's out here to receive it, because we don't want to take it home. We need to give it to somebody who needs it.
And this will be our third generator donated by the Higher Learning Network for the homeless over here at Tent City.
Right here on Taylor and...
On Desplaines
and Taylor.
Between Roosevelt and Taylor on Desplaines.
Next to the gas station.
Next to the BP gas station. So if you come out here and you want to donate something to the homeless, hey, feel free to do so. May God bless you.
Because it's too cold to be out here.
Yes,
it's too cold. And hopefully somebody's here to receive this generator. And if not, we'll just take it home till we find them, and then we'll... get another one, because we're still working on it. So if you ever want to donate to the homeless, you got anything right here, Tent City. Socks, clothes, anything. Okay, well, we'll see.
Let me see who's out here.
I'm sure they are.
Oh.
Turn that off. I know you do. That's why we brought it. We know you need it. That's why we brought it. How do I turn this around? There you go.
The generator is being put people out of the van.
But see, they need big generators. They don't need them little bitty generators. They need the big ones so they can put glass. Hey, sis, how you doing? Got some generators for y'all today. Oh, get that bag of socks on the back seat. It's a bag of socks. Hey, sis, how you doing?
All
right. We got socks for y'all, too.
Oh, look at here. Hey, little one.
You need some socks? What size shoe you wear? 70, I got a size 10. Any other ladies out here? Can I leave them here? And did somebody, okay.
Hey, honey, bunny.
Hey, okay. We got socks here.
We have.
You can't wear no socks, son.
I belong to a group of skaters. I can't skate anymore, but we still we play cards. And one of the ladies ordered it from Amazon. Thank you, Barbara. Yellow socks.
Oh yeah.
Lots of socks. Lots of socks. Lots
They're
of socks.
They're gonna come in handy.
Good, cause you need socks.
Yep.
So what? So share them.
Oh, definitely.
Right there, donated by the higher line. That first is our third generator.
Because we are our brothers and sisters keepers.
Yes, we are.
Now, who is that on my legs back here? Who is that?
Rainbow.
Hey, Rainbow.
Anybody at home listening? Hey, no matter how big or small your donation is, if you can, come on and donate something.
Socks, gloves, coats, blankets.
Right now, on this plane between Roosevelt and Taylor. So, come on and donate whatever
you got. Because you know you got something in that closet you ain't wearing. So, this is the generator 3600. That's a big one. So, all y'all need is some gas, right?
Yeah. I got $3 on me right now to get,
okay, we'll give you a little bit of something to get some gas, too. So somebody needs to keep that. Do you?
I'm going to keep it right over here with us.
Okay, I mean the paperwork in case.
Everything.
Okay.
It's all taken care of. I've been here for like 2 weeks. I'm from Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, not like this.
Yeah.
You go down to where I live came from.
Uh-huh.
They don't do this. You're not allowed to live like this at all.
What?
They got a homeless shelter there, but in order to stay there, you have to check in every day, and they got an apartment, but you have to have a job. They're homeless.
Catch-22. Yeah.
They live outside.
Okay.
Around the building, they stay outside.
It's just a living amount of people, citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's about 2019, somewhere. Anyway, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was killed here, murdered here by another.
Oh,
no.
Well, outside, look at the sign.
Oh, no. Not another one.
Yeah, that's what that sign's for.
And that was a donation to those living in what's known as Tent City. And the street is between Taylor and Roosevelt and right off the expressway at Des Plaines in Chicago to give to help those who are unhoused. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org. You can give whatever you have for the purchase of generators, socks, underwear.
Gloves
are needed by those who are unhoused and living in frigid conditions. And as the weather begins to change, we know that there will be a great need. Well, that's all for today. I'm Naima Latif. Join us tomorrow for On Air Daily News. And remember to vote. And until that time, enjoy the rest of your day.